Kremlin's summit veto traps Ukraine diplomacy in a catch-22. The Kremlin delivered a precisely worded statement over the weekend that has effectively frozen the pathway to a Putin-Trump-Zelensky summit. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said such a three-way meeting would only be meaningful if convened to finalize agreements already reached at lower levels, describing a summit aimed merely at exploring a potential settlement as absolutely useless. The framing is widely read by Ukrainian officials and analysts as a negotiating tactic, not a sincere procedural preference. By insisting a summit can only ratify, never discover, an agreement, Moscow forces the hard concessions into private back-channel talks, stripping Kyiv of the symbolic and media leverage that a high-profile public stage would provide. Ukrainian President Zelensky has consistently argued that face-to-face multilateral pressure is itself a tool of diplomacy, a position the Kremlin's framework forecloses entirely. The parallel drawn by some analysts is to the Helsinki Accords of 1975, where nearly 3 years of preparatory negotiations preceded the heads of state signing ceremony. Moscow appears to want that model, but the asymmetry of current demands makes the comparison imperfect. The key variable is whether Washington attempts to construct back-channel pre-negotiations, which is precisely where the Kremlin's framework would push them, and what Ukraine would have to concede for a seat at the eventual table. A factual correction also bears restating. In May, the program reported with misplaced confidence that Ukraine had struck Russian naval assets in the Caspian Sea. That claim was wrong. The Caspian is a landlocked body of water approximately 1,000 kilometers from Ukrainian-controlled territory, and no such strikes were documented by credible sources. The error illustrates a standing rule in conflict coverage. When a military claim sounds geographically implausible, verify the geography first.